And if it's not clear, but at least as I edit the shows and listen again, if it's not clear by the show's conclusion, why nation is a critical word, term, concept for power to put its stamp on and indoctrinate us in its definition, then we'll expand next week. We'll keep working it because they keep working it. And having common terminology as we move forward is really important for us to cultivate. Prince has said and advocated for, in multiple forums, that we must not let a system, those in power, determine how far we can go in the development of our earth-given gifts, our earth-given power of creation and cognition. Quote from Prince, "I had to get free from the mentality of being a slave. If you can't do everything that you want to do, if there's a ceiling and you're not allowed to go as high as you can go, you're in fact a slave. We as people, because we have to answer to a 9-to-5 or answer to a boss or whatever, we didn't come to earth like that. We came to earth for re-creation, which means recreation, and to recreate love. You can't do that when you're constantly angry and constantly being held back. The industry way of doing business is cool for them. We're just an alternative," unquote. That sounds like Foucault to me, you know? It's like, hey, we just gonna do this just a little bit different. Ain't no major change. Of course, ultimately, it may become so. I mean, this is what I mean by their strategic precocity. I guess I'll use that term for both Prince and Foucault. Their gift through having claim to themselves and thinking deeply about the problem of putting their finger on what needs to be done, both of them in their own various ways manifest and express that concept. We hear from Prince, 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But Prince has also said in Artificial Cage, "Louder than a bomb since the day of my birth, got me second class when I got here first. Lovely score, but how am I supposed to know what it's worth?" I.e., there is a huge totalitarian monster that starts chewing on us the minute we hit the flow. There is a tension, and there is a tension as we evolve. And I actually think, as I thought about it, that this is more true for us than the rest. Excuse me, that this is more true for the rest of us than for Prince because of his prophetic gifts. And I'm still thinking on that. I still need access to his entire oeuvre. I wish I had his entire oeuvre. It is huge. And I'm butting up against some limits of access here. So I'm going to have to figure that out because there's a lot of important music that he's done that I don't have. So we'll have to sort that out. But ask and it shall be given. Well, I'm asking for his entire oeuvre, okay? Written and in musical form. I would love to have more of his thoughts in whatever form, his direct thoughts in whatever form I can get. So I'm hoping that will somehow come. Come on, universe, hear my plea. We need Prince desperately. But so there is this tension as we evolve under the boot of a system organized by and for the very, very few that continuously grows fewer, these very, very few, and ever more fearful as they do. with each passing generation. For they know that they perch parasitically upon the body of the people, and that we will one day soon brush them off. A tension between a decision to assume the position vis-a-vis the power guys, the global state statesmen, that one's life, one's model and exhortations would be the resistance to their ongoing assault. And I'm not suggesting that is how Prince started, because he started with a clear analysis. So I'm still thinking about that. I pondered, I have to tell you, I'm still thinking about his line in Artificial Cage when he says, why is my heaven only come in dreams at night? What do I expect if I'm not willing to fight? And if I had not heard, if that was like the first CD of Prince, other than Purple Rain, that I'd listened to, well, okay, maybe I'd accept that. But when you listen to his entire body of work, he's been fighting his whole life, you know, at least from the song Sexuality on down. And that was that 81, if not earlier? I mean, that's a lot of fighting when you're being tortured, trust. So I'm still pondering what he means by that, unless what he means by that is his silence around EMF, which we're going to be talking more about. I mean, we started out talking about that. And look around today. Know if you know that what I'm saying is so. If you believe Nikola Tesla when he wrote to the statesman in 1914 trying to stop World War I, when he said, you know, my particle beam weapon will put an end to this. If you believe him, and if you're in the arts world, I'm almost certain if you've achieved status to be a threat to power, you either are or know someone who's being targeted. So there's a lot of folk who know what I'm saying is true about this EMF weapon. And they are not speaking out. And so we have to understand and think about how they're going to use that against me if they are able to end my life, you know? They're going to use that as evidence that I was unhinged. They will fight back. They will fight back to their last breath, our exposing the truth about EMF, which means that anyone who speaks out about it, and you got a lot to lose if you're in the public eye and depend for your livelihood on their belief in you, in your credibility, in their good wishes, and they're bestowing their attention on you. You have a lot to lose. Moi, not so. But if you're Prince, even more so than the average, or the, if there is such a thing, typical celebrity, because of his mission to restore to this earth our belief in love.